Hey, welcome in. Time for a quick audio editorial from Big Al. You know, I was going to comment on the posting that I made earlier this morning on the New York abortion law, but there really is not a lot I can say other than I think it is almost a mortal sin by allowing abortions to that point in time. As I understand, in New York, Governor Cuomo said it was okay basically through the end of term, and I think that is absolutely a mortal sin, personally. But I want to talk about something else right now. As you folks have been able to tell by some of my postings today, I think it's incredibly important that we really learn the facts of what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is, what she and her colleagues are trying to push through, and as I understand it, also what Bernie Sanders is trying to push through. That's why I put a lot of the editorials up that I did today, and they were simply articles in the newspaper. I think the one that was given for Cortez in this Green situation, I think that's very important to realize. And the reason I think it's very important to realize these things as to what the quote-unquote opposition is trying to do is simply because you have to know what you are up against. Now, I also am posting along with this particular audio Dr. Ullman's latest newsletter. I think he inadvertently really added a lot of credence, in my opinion, to my comment about that Donald Trump is not a bad person, but Donald Trump is a terrible communicator. Let me tell you how Dr. Ullman brought this out. Basically, what Dr. Ullman was saying, and I'd like you to read this editorial, is that Trump is a terrible liar. Well, here's my response to that, and I did spend some time, obviously, researching this. First of all, Trump's comment, Dr. Ullman's comment regarding the crisis on the border, he says, quote, "A crisis on the border does not exist as far as the four border states governors repeatedly report." I have to say that that's a matter of semantics, number one, in my opinion, and number two, I had a long discussion with a high-ranking Phoenix police officer, and she said that the government was really, really letting the states down in terms of illegal immigration by not helping them out as much as they should. This was a woman, we're talking about boots on the ground, gun in her holster, et cetera, et cetera. The second thing that Harlan brought out is a caravan of dangerous migrants does not exist. I would have to say that's a matter of perception rather than anything else. Third comment, most illegal drugs do not find their way north through illegal crossings. I think that too is a matter of perception. And illegal residents do not have higher crime rates. It depends what your sample is on that one. And then he wraps up the paragraph by saying, El Paso was never the third most dangerous city in America. I looked that up, and he was actually quoted as saying prior to putting, as I understand it, he was quoted as saying prior to the construction of a physical border impediment to people crossing from Mexico, there was a lot of crime, and the city has become much safer since then. I prefer to look at it that way. You know, and I have to say one thing about our president. I support Donald Trump. I think his heart is truly in the right place. I agree with most of what he is saying. As you all know, I thought his State of the Union address was pretty good, but I think he's got to be really careful what he says, because people like Dr. Ullman, who's in his own right a very bright, very well-informed man, he's just basically giving them more fuel for their arguments. And I think he has to be careful of what he has to say. You guys agree on that or disagree?